Chantel, talk a little bit about some of the comments that you made during Kappa Skagit Town Council meeting on Monday night regarding municipal elections.
Okay, so by legislation, I have to report back on all the financial reports or filing of each candidate, whether it be for municipal council or school board trustees. So they have a deadline of March 31st to file their financial reports. And with that, if you don't file, the one of the penalties is that you are not eligible to run for two more elections following the election that you did not file for. So that's one of the reasons that report got generated to council. So just to confirm for Kapuskasing, all of our candidates for municipal positions and the school board trustees, all of our candidates filed their financial statements. So everybody's in good standing and they can run again for the next election, which brings us to the report also where we have to report back on the accessibility of running an election. So in that report, we identify a few features or a few key elements that will change the 2026 elections. The major one is the technology or the equipment that we use for vote counting. So essentially in the past, we've been using tabulators. Those tabulators are older technology. Well, not much technology to them. It's an optical eye. And they were purchased quite a few years ago as a used tabulator that were in the market in the 1990s. So needless to say that the technology of that is starting to wear off, and also for maintenance and parts and availability of those parts, it's becoming scarce. And it also did not allow us to enlarge fonts or change up the format of the ballot. And we've heard the complaint many times in previous elections that the font is small and harder to read or to mark your ballots. Well, that was restricted for us because we could not enlarge it because the tabulators could only read certain size of a font. So the proposal or the intent is to seek out online voting technology for the 2026 elections, which will open up probably many doors. One would be people could probably vote from the comfort of their own homes. They would be able to we will have to send out a voter information card to every eligible elector in Kapuskasing. So that will probably also help with promotion and advertising of the municipal elections. That's another comment that we've heard too, is that there, since the loss of our newspaper, there's not a lot of advertising other than social media, radio stations, and whatnot, word of mouth and billboards that we can put out here and there in town, or even with the campaigning of the candidates, depends on how many people campaign and put out signs and everything else. So there's going to be some improvements. We know that there's going to be a cost to it. We've been fortunate with owning our old tabulators. There was no additional cost, so we were able to run an election fairly low cost because of that, and we're very cognizant of the cost. We don't want to run an election that's going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, but we still want to be modern in our approach for the next elections.
When you talk about the online voting, what kind of cost does the municipality get bored on because they're paying for an online vote, because you've got to secure technology, secure windows, secure websites? Does that come with a cost, and is that a real expensive cost?
Yes, it comes to a significant cost increase from what we're used to, but we're probably looking at an additional, I would say, $30,000+ for just the online platform. There are quite a few different softwares available out there, and that other municipalities in the area, like such as Timmins, and we're going to rely on the experience probably from Timmins and other northern communities that use online voting, just to see the pros and cons. So we'll spend a lot of time on evaluating which platform is better. But this also leads into another component of that is, Historically, we've always had a printed version of the voters list. And in the last two elections, we have a software platform that allows an electronic list of electors, which saves a lot of work prior to an election to clean it up and to ensure that the information is accurate. So we're semi-electronic already. So the online platform will just integrate with the electronic list. And we'll see. We'll analyze it to make sure that we have the best platform available at a reasonable cost.
But when it comes down to these online platforms, not everyone is internet or tech savvy or has access to the internet. Would you keep what we're using now and integrate online voting? Would you have to get other technology to go along with municipal online voting? Or is that, again, another thing to look at down the road?
No, absolutely. That's a good question. When you go with an online platform, you still need to have in-person voting for those that don't have the technology for it. So it opens up quite a few options and ways to vote. So you can do it. Those that are tech savvy have that option of sitting at home to do it. And then the online platform is then also available as an in-person voting. So instead of having a paper ballot, there are options where it's a touch screen. So you'll just vote on the screen instead of having a paper ballot, or you can extend it and have a tabulator connected to the online platform that will print out a ballot for you. And then you will scan it also. So all those options are packaged or options in a package that you can go with. So we know we have an older population, and we will still do the online, the in-person voting. The benefit of the online voting is we can open it up at a certain date and not have to have as many advanced voting days for people to come in person. So we might just do one or two in-person advance votes, and then the online platform will be open the whole time. It doesn't shut down.
Now, does this also improve would it improve voter turnout? We mentioned that the numbers of voter turnouts for Kapuskasing Gason continue to be quite low for municipal elections, whether it's the lack of a full list, a running list of candidates running or whatever have you. It's been still not a great turnout number. I think, you know, we've all seen that. Is that one way that you think with online voting, maybe this new system would get more people out?
It may, because everybody eligible voter will get a voter card, because if you're doing an online platform, you need an ID number or ID code to enter the system to vote. So obviously everyone's going to get a letter or a card in the mail. So that might increase just the general knowledge that a municipal election is going to be held, because a lot of people, when you know, word on the street, a lot of people don't understand the difference between federal, provincial, and municipal elections. So some people might get confused. But yeah, that. And of course, you mentioned, like, if we don't have a race for the mayor's position, some effect on a lower voter turnout, because it's not it's the biggest race out of the whole elections. Also the number of candidates and how well they campaign too. So we rely a lot on the campaigning part, because it is the candidates that want people to come out and vote. So, but if I look at the numbers, even on the entire province, they had a 32% voter turnout throughout the whole province for municipal elections, which includes 444 municipalities. And Kapuskasing's voter turnout was 28.7. So there's probably a lot of factors in there. Who knows? We can't, guess what people are thinking or what they know. But absolutely, we'll need to improve on advertising. And again, I did put into the report that we did not have, or there was not a meet the candidate or even a debate hosted in person this past election, and that normally generates a lot of interest also. So we're going to try and work hard at finding a partner to host meet the candidates or some type of debate for the 2026 elections.
Wonderful. And where do we go from here now that all this report and all this information has kind of been sent to council? Now what, we've got 3 years, so that gives us kind of a lot of time to kind of figure out options, doesn't it?
Well, for the general public, it seems like 3 years is a lot, but for myself, for elections, I'm actually working on elections still throughout the whole 4 year period in between. The one thing that I'm going to mention, it might not mean anything to anybody, but essentially historically, the voters list was managed by MPAC, so Municipal Property Assessment. And they are in the business of properties and assessment of properties. They are getting out of the management of voter lists. And there's a number of reasons why that they're doing that. They're experts in property assessment, not enumeration of citizens. So the list had a lot of inaccuracies in the past, because if you're a tenant and it's harder to enumerate all the people that are the residents that are in apartment buildings and whatnot. So their numbers their list was skewed, I guess, at times, and it only gets updated for election purposes on an election year. So it's every 4 years that it kind of gets updated. So there is a partnership, or there's an agreement in place, and MPAC has transferred the responsibility of the voters list to Elections Ontario. They're in the business of voter lists for the Ontario provincial elections. So I'm on a working group with the Elections Ontario right now to work out all the details and all the issues that we had with the voters list when it was managed by MPAC. So we're hoping that through Elections in Ontario, and I have a good feeling, or I'm very confident, that the voters list will be more accurate. I think it'll help in sharing that message, and also for people to update their information individually to make sure that they're on the voters list. So a lot of stuff is happening behind the scenes, and by 2024, I do have some deadlines and legislation to follow to start preparing for an election. So the year prior to 2026, it's always a full year of work on elections to prepare for 2026.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to mention or add, Chantal?
Anybody that has questions on elections or any even municipally, don't be shy. Come to our council meetings to learn more. Visit our website. Sign up for the notifications to receive our council and minutes and agendas, so that everybody keeps informed.
Wonderful. That's great.